We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for being with us. So my wife and I are in this big dilemma right now in regards to our 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, and we need your help. The conversation came up about whether or not we should put our daughter on a leash.
Sounds funny.
I know. It sounds crazy to even be like having these conversations like, yo, does she need a leash or not? What's going on?
Well, that's like what you call, it's a dog thing, you know? It's like you think about, and
an
that's
animal.
Why it makes it feel so
I got
weird.
A shock collar you can borrow.
No, bro. No. And look, I've always been opposed to that situation. And so is my wife. We're like, we're never going to put Ariela on a leash. But now that my wife is 7 months pregnant, and Ariela all of a sudden seems to be training for like
the Olympics,
to be a sprinter in the
exactly.
Olympics, bro. Like legit, like my job when we go to the grocery store now is while my wife goes and does all the grocery shopping, like my job is to just chase Ariela through the store. Because every aisle she sees at the store, she thinks of it as like a lane.
Right.
And she needs to get to the other side as soon as she can.
Aww.
And that's what we do now. And we call the game like, ¿Dónde está mamá? Where's mom? We go looking for mom throughout the whole store. And we start on the opposite side of the store. Mm-hmm. And we hope that by the time we get to through all the aisles, we'll be done. And then Ariela's tired. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. And a lot of Latino moms call it, parece que tiene lumbrices en las pompis, you know, which is like kind of like ants in the pants. You know, she just loves to run.
Just
she's
kinetic
active.
Kinetic energy, mm-hmm. man.
And we love it. She's 2 years old. But her friends started talking to her because, you know, she goes out on her own with Ariela and she's 7 months pregnant and she's not as quick. You know what I'm saying? To try to catch her or grab her hand, or her hand will slip away and she'll just take off.
And she can't just be carrying a 2-year-old around 7 months
right.
pregnant. That's a lot of responsibility. I mean, that's a lot of weight to be carrying.
Absolutely. So we want to hear from you if you have experience with this, whether you're a parent that has put a kid on a leash or is totally anti this, or you're someone that was put on a leash growing up. Are you okay?
Did you survive?
Speak out.
How has it impacted your life? Do you even remember being on a leash? And granted, they're cute. They're like little like monkey backpacks.
Like a tail and stuff.
It's the monkey tail, and it's kind of cute or whatever it may be, you know? But we'd love to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. Are you pro or anti putting kids on a leash? Were any of you put on a leash? I wasn't put on a leash.
No.
My leash was my ears and my hair. Like that would get pulled. That was my leash when I would try to run away, you know?
I have two brothers, and I wish my mom would have put the youngest on a leash. Or my other brother, because there's three boys. My mom's trying to corral everybody.
Right.
And we were losing kids all the time. Like,
dude, that's real.
Every time we'd go somewhere, all of a sudden there's a panic attack because one of us wandered off, right? And I used to be very anti-leash. I used to see it. I used to laugh at parents. Ah, come on. Keep an eye on your kid or whatever. Then I helped raise my godson, who's now 12. And I remember having to carry him around like the Seattle Center and stuff and do other things. And after a while, man, your arm wants to fall off your
right.
body, right? And then you add another child to the
mm-hmm.
mix, and you got a baby you got to worry about. 2 and 3-year-olds don't really care. They're not trying to let you do your thing. They're gonna wander off. And the other thing, too, is like I'd rather have a kid on a leash so that I don't have to worry about them getting lost rather than one of those strollers that looks like a Winnebago RV. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
Like, you can't walk down the Venice Beach Boulevard
right.
sometimes when people are out with their stroller with like 9 seats in it. Like, lady, move. I can't walk down the aisle right
now.
It's
a limo of strollers, which soon we'll have 2 babies, right? Chelsea,
yeah.
Were you gonna put
for
on
me,
leash?
I mean, no, I wasn't. And, you know, it's hard for me to say because I'm not a parent, you know?
Right.
So, but I will say, and I will admit, I feel like whenever I see a kid put on a leash, it, like at the airport, wherever it is, it like makes me cringe. And
you
I think,
judge?
I do. And
honestly?
You know why? I think kids are naturally curious. You know, they like to explore. They're like, and for me, it feels like there could be some psychological damage that's done because like in teaching kids like to be individuals and like the fact what happens when the leash isn't there. Like, are
right.
they just being dependent on that leash?
Do you feel bad when you put your boyfriends on a leash?
Nope.
You know what's worse psychological damage than a leash? Child abduction.
Of course. Oh, geez. Let me try it.
Getting lost. I'm just saying, I'm not going to judge anyone who puts a kid on a leash anymore because right. I understand you're doing a lot of stuff, man, as a mm-hmm. parent. And if you need to make sure that your kid doesn't get lost, that's on you. Do what you got to do.
By the way, I stopped judging parents the moment we were pregnant. Like, yeah. I no longer judge any parent, by the way. Junior from Cerritos, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, carnal. Are you pro or anti putting kids on a leash, bro?
Man, I'm anti-lazy parenting.
Oh, wow. You said it.
Hold on. First of all, are you a parent yourself, bro?
I have three kids.
Okay.
I have an 18-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 7-year-old going on 13.
Did you have any that were kind of like runners, like Ariella?
All three of them.
And what did you do?
I just put some extra bass in my voice to let them know, like, hey.
Yo.
Hey. You're going a little too far there, hey.
Hey, to be fair, though, your kids have a healthy spacing in between them. Well, you said 18, 12, and 7. So it's not like, I feel bad when I see the parents who've got like a herd of kids under 5, right? Like they just didn't do any spacing and it looks like they're trying to juggle while they're like trying to corral them at Disneyland. Yeah. And I just feel bad. Like I don't want them to lose one. And all of a sudden now the whole park turns into like a hunt, you know, we're hunting down this little kid.
I know, right? Like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego type of situation? I get it.
Junior, thank you so much for your advice, bro. Basically, your advice for my wife and I is just be a better parent and put some more bass into your voice.
That's right.
Ariella, get over here.
Let your kid know that the safest place in this world is next to mommy and daddy.
There you go. Mm. All right, Junior. And then when they're 30 and they don't leave your house, what do you do?
Hey, y'all gonna pay rent?
Hey, yeah, love you, bro. Gracias. Have a great day, bro.
You too. Bye, guys.
Michelle from West Ho. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Michelle. I really want to talk to you because you were put on a leash as a child. So are you pro or anti leashes now?
I am anti leash. As a child, my mother definitely put me on a leash and it gave me, I feel like I'm still in bondage. I feel like I'm still in bondage. I do enjoy a little bondage here and there, but it has had me in therapy for the last couple
years. Hold on. Back it up. You can't just gloss over that. So you're going to blame the fact that you like getting tied to the bed on the fact that you were on a leash as a 2-year-old?
Really?
Hey.
I've heard
I've heard enough. I've heard enough. My daughter Ariella is not going on a leash.
Right.
I've heard enough.
Don't tie her to a pole. If you tie her to a pole, she ends up on the pole.
Whatever you tie her to, that's what she's going to always go after in life.
So
tired to a college diploma.
Jeez. Hey,
but right. I'm just kind of trying to figure out if that does have something to do with my extracurriculum activities outside.
All right, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate your advice. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Wow.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. So far, anti-leash is absolutely winning in my mind. Vanessa from El Monte, good morning.
Good morning.
You are pro leashes.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. You're a pro leash because you have 7 kids?
Yep, multiple leashes.
I have 7 kids.
What are you, Snow White?
Do all the leashes get tangled up?
I have a 3-year-old that I never thought that I would have put leashes on any of my kids. Like I said, they're back to back. I have 15, 14, 12, 10, 9, 8, 3, and 1.
It's
and
like New Year's Eve countdown.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a kid walker?
And the two little ones, I don't know where they got it from, but they just want to run in every mm-hmm. direction. And I'm a full-time working mom.
Wow.
And I don't have time at the grocery store to be chasing them because right. I got to get the groceries, mm-hmm. get home, and cook. So I got 2 leashes. They're attached to my arms when we're at the grocery stores, and it gets things done.
I'll tell you what. Definitely everybody gets out of your way when you're about to get into the line. You're like, go ahead, Vanessa. Yes. It's Vanessa from El Monte. Snow White. Let her through.
I went to Denny's the other day, and I thought I looked like a crazy woman with 2 kids and 2 with the leashes and all my other kids, and everybody was looking at me like, this lady's literally sitting in Denny's with 7 kids.
Wait, Vanessa, does that ever happen to you when you're walking with your kids on leash, right? And then, like, somebody else is walking opposite of you on the sidewalk or whatever, like, with 2 dogs on a leash, and you guys make eye contact?
No, that hasn't happened to me yet.
You should tie some poop bags on the end of those leashes, as a joke. I cleaned up after
I left the diaper bag.
Exactly. Vanessa, first and foremost, you are a superhero.
Seriously.
God bless you, girl.
Thank you
so much for listening
right,
to us.
You.
And the advice.
You guys have a great day. Thanks.
What are our texts saying, though, Brian?
Well, the text board has damn near burst into flames at this point. You guys are very passionate about this. I pulled a couple from the 310. Hey, guys, I tried to put my daughter on a leash when she was 2. She got down on all 4s and started walking like a dog and barking in the store, so I didn't buy it. I would buy it. I think that's even cuter if your 2-year-old thinks she's a puppy. From Alicia in the 615, don't worry about the kid being on a leash. My son, who's now 7, doesn't remember it at all. I used one at the airport recently. I'm probably the person that Chelsea saw.
Chelsea judged.
I'm so sorry.
Of course, from afar. And then finally from the 626, whatever to that wacky lady blaming being on a leash as a child for her love of bondage now. I mean, maybe my parents spanked me because that's what I'm into.
Oh my God.
LOL.
That's it. I'm never putting Ariella on a leash or spanking her. Heather, our therapist. Good morning. We're going to need a therapist after this. Thank you for being with us, Heather.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
And I just want to tell you guys this. Heather is a legit listener of ours that called in, I believe earlier this week. It's like, hey, man, this and that. I'm a licensed therapist. And she is so amazing that we're just going to continuously have her on our show now.
Yeah, like I felt like I walked away a better person.
You right? Can't get rid of us now.
We have her on a leash. No, just playing. Heather, leashes, pro or anti? Yeah. What are your thoughts? What have you seen?
Absolutely. So I want to start with the justification. Obviously, we've all seen those toddlers that can take off faster than a 100-yard dash.
Yes.
And some parents can't keep up with them. So there is a definite safety concern. And, you know, in places like Disneyland and the airport, really want to keep check.
Yeah.
Or the street. The street is really dangerous. So there is a justifiable reason to use them. And then I want to add in terms of remembering it later in life, on average, we don't remember anything before age 7 unless it's an extreme, you know, trauma or something like that. So most kids are not going to remember it.
That's great. So all the stuff I lied to all my little 5-year-old kindergartners about when I was trying to teach, they don't remember any of it. Perfect. Off the
You're
hook.
Good.
None
That's
of it. Unless you
sense.
Traumatize them.
No. Then
they may
Could
remember it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think the most important thing for me that stands out is actually mom bashing and kind of social media. So
right.
We all have this tendency to judge people and give our opinions about, especially parenting and what we should do and not do.
Chelsea.
So, you know.
Man, listen, I said I'm not a parent. So
excuse me.
But everyone has an opinion.
They can feel your eyes, your judgmental eyes, working them up and down at the airport from afar.
Right. And I'm a mom. And it's definitely hard to deal with everyone's opinions and judgments. And so that may lead to feeling like you're a bad parent or inadequate or, you know, walking down the street and people looking at you funny. And so I think my final thought for that is if you feel comfortable, you're not going to traumatize your child long term. But be ready to deal with other people's opinions because putting your kid on a leash is not a popular thing. So if it's important to you, if it's safety, do it. Just make sure that you protect yourself and don't worry about other people's judgment. Mm.
But what are your thoughts? How long is it okay to put a kid on a leash?
Yeah, I'm actually not going to answer that because I think it goes along the same lines as placing judgment. And I don't think we can put a specific category of time because every case is different. And so I agree with you, Chelsea, we should be having an end goal in mind. There should be parenting that also relates to having the kids stand next to you, teaching them about the dangers of the street. But I wouldn't specifically give a blanket time frame that is good or not good.
It's actually interesting. We just got a text from the 323 about kind of addressing that exact thing. And they said that they have a 7-year-old who has autism. Right. And they just said, hey, whatever is going to be the safest thing for him in the setting, they're not going to judge. And they don't care if people are going to judge him for it.
Right.
Because ultimately, my job is as a parent, if I was a parent, your job as a parent is to keep your child safe. And you got to do what you got to do. And I love that. I love that answer. There's no answer to it. Whatever you need to do.
Heather, thank you so much for being with us. Again, guys, Heather, we just met earlier this week on the phone.
She's already family.
She's a therapist. And we loved the way she explains things so much that we asked her back on the show. And if it's okay with you, Heather, we would love to keep having you back for topics like this. Especially because you're a mom, so you get it too, you know?
Absolutely, and I love you guys, and my kids listen to you every morning on the radio, so they're excited about me being on the radio also.
And she's a cool mom. I checked out her Instagram already, and she's like chilling. Not in a creepy kind of way. I'm like, yo, she's going to be our show therapist. Let me go check her out, you know? But no, she's like a huge like Marshmallow fan, you know, went to We Can't Survive and stuff like that, so that's awesome. Thank you, Heather.
Absolutely. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Last text, 323 says, hey, Edgar, I got the perfect solution about the leash situation. Just do everything online and never leave your home. Boom. Thanks. Appreciate it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.